77 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Clarksville's leaders have finally agreed on a city budget for the fiscal year that began last week. The biggest hurdle to agreeing on a spending plan was deciding how much property taxes would increase and deciding how to cut funding to various departments and programs in order to make a lower tax rate hike work. Clarksville Now reports the city council voted last night to approve a 9-cent increase, much lower than the mayor's initial proposal. The high cost of real estate in Middle Tennessee is driving more families to consider multi-generational living. Kristen Darden is a realtor with personal experience. Her family and her parents sold their homes in Spring Hill so they could afford a larger place together closer to town. She says the situation works best when families speak openly about finances and expectations before moving in together.
It's not going to be the same as your childhood. Hopefully the food is still good, but it's not going to be the same. So you have to sit down and really be intentional about how are we going to help each other lift the load? What's going to actually be alleviated and what problems are going to be solved by moving in together?
This is Nashville's episode about multi-generational living. Also revealed there are 26,000 unoccupied rooms in the homes of seniors in our area. Listen wherever you get your podcasts or at thisisnashville.org. And you are listening to Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News. The flash flood warning for Davidson County has now expired, but all of Middle Tennessee remains under a flood watch all weekend.
Or a Sleep Number store.